Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well, FlightAware appropriately calls it the misery map, and they show total cancellations today nearing 1,300 when it comes to flights in the United States. Delays going over 16,000. We had a lot of questions about this. We know you do, too, because we are coming up on a really busy holiday travel period. And so we go straight to one of the experts on stuff like this. Pleased to have on the line with us the CEO of Ascendus Travel, Richard Aquino. Thanks so much for making the time.
Hey, Richard.
Well, happy to be here.
Okay, the first thing I want to ask is, because I think what a lot of people are wondering is, if it's one of their flights, if they have a flight scheduled and their flight is canceled because of the shutdown, what are they entitled to? What rights do they have?
Well, the airline is, one, going to try to rebook you, whether it's the same day, the next day, or the day after. But if you're not going to fly and the flight is not taking place, then you'll get a refund for that ticket. What I think is a little bit more up in the air, if you will, no pun intended, is, you know, what about that hotel room you have on the other side that's non-refundable, or that cruise that you have? Because it's not their responsibility to get you there. They have that date set for your travel. So you really have to take that in consideration too, as part of the whole my flight's delayed or canceled equation.
Neat.
Richard, if somebody's flying this weekend, like what would be a checklist? What should they absolutely be doing today to make sure that if their flight gets canceled or delayed, that they can protect themselves?
So one is you want to have the airlines app on your phone, because that's how a lot of airlines are going to communicate with you. They're going to let you know if you're delayed or canceled or rebooked, or possibly even give you rebook options, or to have a call to action, where they'll want you to call or contact them. If you're working with a travel management company such as Ascendus, there's tools on top of that. There's itinerary tools, and we have a proactive approach. If you booked your dream vacation through a travel advisor, you definitely want to be talking to them, exploring your options also, and just keeping an eye on really your flight, and then having that communication if something gets delayed or canceled.
Richard, do you have any sense at all from your connections to the industry how far in advance airlines are going to be canceling these flights? Because we know today it's at 4%, but if this continues into next week, a week from now, we're going to be at 10% of flights. Any clue how far in advance those flights are going to be canceled?
No, just statistically, they are doing kind of somewhat of a measured approach, 4 today, 10 tomorrow. The question really will become, we'll go to 15 or 20. And that's when, of course, we'll see the real impact, tremendous impact of the industry. But I honestly don't think the airlines know right now, and they're trying to figure it out.
The news just gets better.
Yeah, it's going great.
Yeah.
In a mess like this, would it be smarter to book nonstop, even if it's more expensive, just to avoid getting stranded in Denver or Dallas?
You know, there's statistically less chance of you getting delayed or canceled if you're on a direct flight during normal times. But even if you look at the 40 airlines, airports that are affected, so think of it, you know, Kansas City is not on that list, right? However, the flight coming from Kansas City might be coming from Minneapolis or Las Vegas. So those are on the list. So it's a really chain reaction. Even if you're not on that 40, then you're still, you know, subject to delays based on where that plane's coming from.
I mean, short of going into a website like FlightAware, or there are a lot of websites that will track the plane for a certain number of days, short of going through and tracking every connection that plane has made to see what airport, I don't know how you would ever make a plan or change your plan to get the lowest risk of it being canceled. Is there?
There are a couple ways to do it, but this is during normal times, and we're not in normal times. A lot of times when you book a flight, and the travel agent or travel advisor knows also what statistically how that flight runs, meaning, you know, it's on time 88% of the time or 94% of the time. So you can, even by booking on the airline site or booking with an advisor, they're going to know that, hey, this statistically is a delayed flight or a canceled flight. So there are statistics behind that, and really the booking app or sometimes some booking engines online will give you those statistics.
Okay, let me ask about travel insurance really quickly. Again, during normal times, which, as you point out, we're not in, you might, if you haven't booked your flight yet, there are certain travel insurance would cover for a lot of this. Is there any provision in travel insurance that would cover a cancellation like this?
That is a really big question, because each travel insurance company has certificates of what they cover and what they don't cover. If they don't cover FAA shutdowns, then it's not going to cover your trip. If you have if you do have a policy with that, there are some rules around it, like you have to miss more than 50% of your trip. You know, if you can get there the next day, you can't get a refund. Again, I think the airlines, they're going to refund people. They're going to change people. They're going to accommodate people. We're doing that at Descendus constantly. We're moving people around, figuring out what flight, trying to be proactive as best we can in the situation. Travel insurance, it's not a bad thing to take, but you have to look at what you're buying, because sometimes people go for the least expensive thing out there. And normally, you know, the old saying, you get what you pay for. You just have to talk to your travel agent or travel advisor about what is in that policy and will it cover things like this.
So we're talking to Richard Aquina, the president of Ascendus Travel. Just from your personal perspective on this, Richard, how much of a headache has this been for you as a travel agent?
A heck of a lot. I mean, yeah. You know, people have to get to meetings. More importantly, it seems like people have to get home, right? So everybody's scrambling for, hey, if this flight's canceled, what is the next flight? Can I get home? Can I get to this meeting that's important? I mean, We, you know, some of our clients are, you know, hospital organization types that are moving doctors and nurses around the country. So yeah. If that flight's canceled, they've got to get to that hospital. So what other options are? So it's just creating a lot of stress for the traveler, confusion in the industry itself, and a lot of extra work and man hours. I mean, that's, you know, we're built for things like this, to deal with inconvenience, and whether it's inconveniences, whether it's human nature or mother nature, but it's certainly putting us in overtime mode, that's for sure.
Richard, I want to ask a couple of quick questions on behalf of people who have not booked travel yet. Let's say maybe for Thanksgiving, because we don't know how long this is going to go, or Christmas, because we don't know how long this is going to go. as you are booking, especially if you're booking on your own and maybe not going through a travel agent, but even if you are and you're looking at flights, I would normally say, like, there are guidelines on how long your layover should be and that kind of thing. If you haven't booked your travel yet, what should you be thinking about differently before you book?
So this goes back to your first question. If you are booking travel in the upcoming holiday seasons, you try to get take a direct flight. Even if it costs a little bit more, try to take that direct flight. If the layover is an hour and there's another option for 2 hours, take the longer layover. Grab a cup of coffee. You know, you're probably going to need that extra time. And then there's also fully refundable tickets. Now, they're more expensive, but think about that. And in addition, you know, if you're staying with the in-laws, you know, then there's no cost to the hotel room. But if you're in a hotel for a couple of nights and you cancel the day before, they might charge you a cancellation penalty for missing that hotel stay.
What a mess.
Richard Aquina, president of Ascendus Travel, thank you so much for joining us and good luck. I mean, I can't imagine a more stressful job right now when it comes to the, well, I mean, maybe air traffic control,
yeah.
But yeah. But when it comes to managing people and their schedules and trying to help people through this, doing God's work out there. So thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks a bunch. All right. Good luck, everyone.
Coming up, we're going to talk about this. What are some old people habits that everyone should follow? Doesn't matter how old you are. There's stuff old people do. Yeah, we just dismiss them as not important to our society anymore. But they do things that we all should follow. Like carrying knitting needles with you all everywhere, I guess. We'll talk about that next on Midday.
We have to do a little bit of business. We need to update and see how the list turned out. And then we have some good news for once for people, at least on the Kansas side, who are on SNAP that we can get to here in a minute.
For the list, we went with hobbies. And so your choices for what the best hobby would be is starting microbrewing, learning an instrument, or touching grass, which Quentin explained was just going out, sitting out in the grass, listening to the radio.
I don't think that's how he really meant it, but whatever.
Isn't that what you meant, Quentin?
I don't think that's what he meant.
I mean, yeah, we can go with that.
what did you mean by it?
I mean, just being outside and, you know, just enjoying the world as it is.
Okay.
Whether it's listening to the Royals games or, you know, sitting by a fire.
Just going outside and enjoying nature.
Just existing, not in my house.
Uh-huh.
And it wasn't close. It was 11% went with microbrewing, 24% went with learning an instrument, and 64% went with just going outside, which I'm not going to nitpick this, but that's not a hobby.
That's what I was just thinking. It's not a hobby.
Your house. That's, but fine, whatever.
You couldn't get 5 more percent. That's disappointing.
Just being outside is a hobby. Like, hey, what do you like to do in your spare time? I like to be outside.
You know what? Maybe that's for future reference.
Doing a thing.
I think the one that wins anytime we do one that's a lifestyle-based one is what's the easiest thing for people to do?
Yeah.
The easiest one for them
I've
to do.
I've noticed that the times that I've won, there's been significant pushback from my hosts.
Well, there's always significant pushback.
And touching grass, people.
It's not the pushback against you. It's against listeners.
No, it's against him.
Oh, mine is against listeners.
You know what you did. Yeah, I still am not over the medium jacket. Are those the only two you've won on, though, Quentin?
I mean, those are, out of the, like, 4 I've participated in.
Huh.
Okay.
Okay.
If you
like you
the
win
medium
more
jacket
than not.
Is, yeah. Was still weird. Anyway, I still have not forgotten that one. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a big one.
All right. Well, congratulations.
So, SNAP.
Good news. This is up on KMBZ's Facebook page if you would like to read more about this. The news release came out from the State Department for Children and Families. Again, this is just for the Kansas side. Today, DCF in Kansas issued full November benefits to Kansans receiving SNAP. Beneficiaries should have access to their full benefits by the end of the day today. So, congratulations. I don't know where the money came from, but Kansas decided to do it.
I mean, look, this whole thing is so ridiculous because they're saying we can't, the federal government is saying we can't possibly fund all of it. You're supposed to, though. Like, this isn't something that was written into law and then you can shut down whenever there's a snafu in Congress. That's not how SNAP is written up. It's not how the money's appropriated. You're just doing this to make it hurt people. So yeah, I'm glad the states are stepping in. I know Missouri has their own plan that they're planning to enact as well, and that's great. Mm-hmm. But that's not where the solution for this should be. And you know, it's great that people are stepping up, but that's the whole point of having a program like this.
Yeah.
Is because then people don't have to.
But I'm sticking with my good news. Yay, Kansas,
good
you
news.
Get your
Yay.
Full amount for
yeah,
the month.
Sorry.
7 days.
I tried to twist that into something negative. But
7 days late.
It's good stuff.
You had to go all week without it, but you finally got some. Yeah. Your money there.
I don't know. Kansas has money for this, but this federal government doesn't.
Gambling.
That's crazy. Oh, that's right.
I mean, I don't know where the money came from, but that's what Kansas has.
Well, Daddy
but Missouri
spent our
has
grocery
legal weed,
money on,
so.
Daddy spent our grocery money on gambling.
Yes.
Which way? Wait, real quick. Which illicit activity you think brings in more money, gambling or weed?
Oh,
gambling.
I'm gonna say gambling because I don't. I'm not against. I have no problem with people
who
enjoy.
Well, it gets taxed twice.
Weed,
but we get taxed like 19 times.
Well, because you buy, because like when you gamble, right, your earnings get taxed.
Oh, that's true. Yeah,
and the money being sent to whatever gets taxed.
Yeah.
Whereas,
oh
weed,
wow, significantly
I mean, I guess
more.
You tax the weed, and then the store profits, but it's not nearly as much.
What where?
Yeah, you're right. It's significantly more for gambling than it is for weed. The commercial gross gaming revenue for the U.S. gambling industry was $71.9 billion, whereas weed was 31.4.
Okay, well, I'm just going to point out pretty soon Missouri is going to have both as of December 1st, legal weed and legal gambling. And
allegedly we'll have
December. I mean, you're right. I'll believe it when I see it. But so we should have the best education in the country then, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like we
yeah,
should have the best
solved.
Teachers anyway. It yeah. should solve everything.
Oh, and we can settle every lawsuit.
Yeah.
Every lawsuit.
Keep every stadium. Well, every yeah. stadium stays because they're all going to be incentivized to stay.
Everybody's suing. Every cop
yeah.
that gets in trouble.
Yeah.
Every city employee that gets fired.
Yeah.
No, we'll everything will be covered.
It's and Kansas only gets some stuff because they've still got the legal gambling. That's great, but
I'm
not the legal
I'm still
weed.
Trying to figure out Kansas.
Good luck. Let me know when you get
there. There's something there. What doesn't make a lot of sense? Why is gambling legal, but weed isn't? And liquor, you have to get at a grocery, or you can't get at a grocery store. You have to go
That's
to
so annoying.
A mom and pop place for mm-hmm. it. And a lot of places are like that. Like there's a lot of states where you can't buy.
Yeah.
Florida's one, for instance. Massachusetts was one.
Carolinas.
A lot of states you can't. Carolinas. You can't buy liquor in grocery stores. But there's like this. It's almost like one is an illegal behavior and the other is an illegal substance.
Yeah, and it's the substances we don't like as much.
It's the substances. Like, we're more of anti-substance than we are behavior.
Yep.
Or something. I don't know.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Anyway, so we're going to talk about this. Old people habits that everyone should adopt. And Quentin, during the break, was like, is this going to just be a segment tooling on me? And I was like, I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
The young one in the group, as he gets out his notepad, where are your sticky notes? So you can keep track, Grandpa.
Yeah.
You crochet them with your needlepoint.
I ran out of big sticky notes. I got to go to the supply store downstairs.
All right. Okay. Saying nice things to strangers was on there. This is all automatically not including Quentin in there. Mm-hmm. That's on the list. Sure, there's some old cranky folks, but generally speaking, older people are more likely to engage with you. There are a lot of versions of this. Another person said, quote, I give genuine compliments whenever possible. Most people could use a little pick-me-up. Here's the problem, and this is why it's old people that can do this, that younger people cannot. Because if you're a younger person, you try to do this, people are like, if you're a woman, you're like, I think this girl's hitting on me. If you're a guy, then people are like, I think that guy's hitting on me.
But you can do it. I think it is more acceptable, less creepy for a woman to compliment another woman than it is for a man to compliment another man. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I can say to a woman I don't know, wow, I really like that dress, because I've done that before. Like, just, wow, that's a great dress. But you can't say to another guy, that's a great shirt
that's a nice
you don't
dress.
Know.
I don't think it would occur to me to compliment another guy. Like I don't okay. Like
it Quentin, occurs to us to compliment
this.
Other women.
Like, yeah. It just wouldn't even occur to me. Like I wouldn't go, wow, that's a nice shirt you're wearing there, buddy. Like I couldn't care less. Yeah. Unless it was something specific that I really, really liked. I wouldn't think to just be like, he looks good in that. I'm going to tell him.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, my fun. Beard and sweaters get compliments
from men and women.
Yeah.
From men.
Yeah.
Like who? Or where?
I've got Sam likes my sweater.
Okay.
Yeah, I can see that. I've complimented your beard.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. One grandma said, don't wash the dishes if you are the one cooking.
I love this.
Make the people who eat wash them. You are not a maid.
One cooks, one cleans. Yes.
Make the kids start doing dishes.
Yes.
I'm saying this to my wife right now.
Yes.
Who refuses to let anybody else in the house do the dishes.
Make them.
Out of some weird guilt thing I think she has. I don't know what it is. The kids, the older one especially, make him do the dishes. Mm-hmm. I think it's mostly she knows he'll be bad at it.
Yeah,
it doesn't
absolutely.
Matter. He needs to get better. He needs to learn how to do it for himself. In a couple of years, he's going to be living on his own.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yes.
Yeah. I like number three on this a lot.
I do
or
it.
At least number,
I do
ahead.
This. Yeah. No, I you do this ahead. Thing. I always take the first flight of the day. It's it just makes sense. Logically.
The earliest flight.
It's less, the plane was probably got there. It was probably the last flight in last night. So the plane is already there. So it's statistically far less likely to be delayed because mm-hmm. the plane is already there. The staff already got there. It's you might not like it. Like it's early, but it's your best choice.
That's like anytime I've had to fly for a work related thing. It's always the first flight in the morning
because
they know it's less likely to be delayed.
Yeah.
Somebody else said sleep as much as you need to. There's no shame in self-care. Yeah, that'd be nice, Grandma. Oh. If I could sleep, I would.
Yeah.
How dare you rub that in my face?
Yeah, shut up.
It's easy to go to sleep. I was nodding off in the middle of a press conference yesterday. Yes, it must be great to be old enough where you just nod off at any point. I can't do that.
Yeah.
I wish I could sleep. I can't.
Quentin, I could see you doing number 8. An early hour in pajamas for myself to do daily puzzles, read the news, enjoy coffee. Oh, this is in the morning. This could be at night, too, like your last hour before you go to bed. Put your pajamas on and just be in your PJs.
Wasn't Quentin complaining the other day because he woke up early and didn't know what to do?
Complained about it today also. Yeah. Complains about it every day. Wondering what to do this weekend. Complaining in advance of this weekend, wondering what's going to happen. So you can just take that hour for yourself.
I started watching. I did turn on the TV today, and I watched an episode of Ted Lasso. That was
You go. Okay. That's a good thing.
I would prefer to not and just, you know, sleep, but my body hasn't adjusted to the stupid time change. So far, it's been six days. Out of the 5 we've gone through, I guess the last one, I don't know, that one's sort of, I guess I'll put it in the no. I'm 3 for 2.
Okay. There's many more here. I do number 14. I do this. Keep bags like Aldi bags or whatever in the trunk of your car so that you always, I don't hear where anymore. He is talking on my video screen, but I do not hear him anymore. So I think we are having, unless it's just me. Okay. Yeah. I think we're having some trouble. So we're going to get weird back on the air. Again, we're going through the list of old person habits that make life better. I like number 14, always keep either like cloth bags or canvas bags or something in the trunk of your car. That way you have them when you go to the store. Yes, I have about 20 of them in the back of my car because I am always the one that for a long time I would not have them in the back of the car. And then I go to Aldi, which I love, and then they would not be there. So yes, put them out. Just keep a bunch in there and then you're good to go. So, actually, so many of this list is about being nice to people, like doing kind things in the Starbucks and Panera drive-thru. Once a month, I buy the coffee or food order for the car behind me. They drive up to pay and get a nice surprise.
That's not an old person thing. No, anybody could do that.
Yeah, but I guess we don't think to do it. And old people do.
Do they?
It's on the list.
I think that's just an old person saying they do something nice. I don't think that's something that's old people are known for doing. Because, no offense, but what I know most old people for when it comes to coffee or Starbucks is going, well, you kids need to stop drinking Starbucks. That's why you can't afford a mortgage.
Yes, right?
Just saying.
That's why you can't afford a mortgage.
Yeah.
Number 16 is something I'm getting better at in the last year or so. And I'm just going to generally call it boundaries. They say no to things that you don't want to do. Say no to people that you don't actually want to engage with. Be mindful of your time and resources and put that into the things you actually want to have in your life. Yeah. I no longer feel obligated about any of that stuff that I used to.
There's some people that are energy vampires.
Yeah.
And you need to
be
aware of them. Yeah, it's a lot. And it's also,
there's a limit to the tank.
If you have a friend that you're like, oh, I miss that person. Mm-hmm. And then you text them and you're like, hey, we should hang out. And they're like, yeah, let's do it Friday. And then they break that plan the first time. And you're like, okay, how about tomorrow? And
yeah.
They break that plan. You're like, how about next week? And then they break it. You don't need to keep doing it.
No, like, I don't chase them anymore.
And I think it's hard because it's like hard not to take that kind of thing personally, but it's also like it's their problem at a certain point. It's not like they're going out and living it up, doing other things. It's that they don't like hanging out or they, you know, whatever. I've stopped doing that too with like social pressure.
Yeah.
Things like that.
Absolutely no more.
All right. 913-586-7798. Got a bunch of texts on this as well. Older people listening to us, what do you wish younger people would do more of?
Yeah.
It's your chance to complain.
What have you learned that you wish you had known earlier?
What could you apply that? Yeah. What did you learn as an older person a little bit, maybe too late, that you wish you could apply to the rest of your life?
Yeah. Make me a more successful person.
913-586-7798. We'll talk about that next on Midday.
We're stretching. We just heard that. That was a big one. You need to do yoga.
It's Friday. It's 1:38. I'm good. What are we talking about? What are we doing?
Old people stuff. Old people habits that make our lives better. Okay. I'm laughing at number 21 on this list real quick, and then we'll get to yours because a lot of them are coming on the text line. I feel like it is an old people thing. I don't mean to be offensive, but like my mom will do this whenever she comes to my house. She'll be here next weekend. That when they do dishes, when I do dishes, I just get a sponge and like do my dishes. I feel like when the older generation does their dishes, they fill the sink up with soapy water and like soak things. And that way everything is ready to go and like it's easier. I don't do that.
You don't? Yeah.
I don't fill the sink up with soapy water.
I get to it. I kind of think that almost is something that like predates dishwashers.
Yeah.
Where you needed to get the dishes a lot cleaner.
Yes.
When you were hand washing them.
Yeah.
And then maybe that's why. So you need to soak them more. From the text line, I'm 72 and have outlived most of my friends. Aww. Take pictures and videos of ordinary days, not just holidays. One day that boring Tuesday will be the thing that you miss. That's very sweet, but I also have to ask, you're 72 and you've outlived most of your friends?
That's very sad, yeah.
That's really sad. Yeah. I mean, that's the average life expectancy, 74 to 79.
Yeah, that's very...
Your friends were hardcore. Maybe that's what it was. You were in an outlaw biker gang, and that's what happened. Yeah. But yeah, I've kind of come full circle on taking pictures randomly and stuff like that. I don't like doing it, but at the same... And I hate people who are like clogging up a pedestrian traffic lane, so mm-hmm. to speak, a sidewalk, with needing get a picture of me against the sunset. I look so cute. That crap drives me nuts. At the same time, I do get messages from my phone, like we all do, mm-hmm. or from Facebook, saying like, hey, a year ago you were doing this.
Yeah.
And I am a very sentimental person. That's kind of at the core of my being. So it is nice seeing the pictures. It is nice seeing the videos. And of us at Disney World, me and my family at Disney World, or, you know, when we moved from one place to another or whatever, those kind of things are nice. And just seeing, it makes me sad, mm-hmm. though, sometimes seeing the kids when they're younger. Mm-hmm. They're getting older. They're not cute anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, one's kind of cute still, but he's like aging out of it. You can just tell. Mm-hmm. Like the timer, the sand is dwindling mm-hmm. in that one. Next one. I'm 81. Learn how to cook at least three real meals from scratch. You save money, you eat better, and people fall in love with the person who feeds them.
Yes. Yeah, I can do at least three. I can do many more than three.
Yeah.
I know this is supposed to be like a positive like statement. That last part of that was kind of creepy.
What?
Oh, people fall in love with you. Them when you feed them.
Well, that's just what's creepy about that?
I understand where they're coming from. A little creepy.
Are you insinuating they're drugging people?
I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying the last part of that, little creep factor.
So that, especially for someone that age, I can appreciate that. My grandmother, especially my maternal grandmother, who I spent a lot more time with because she lived close to us, I have so many memories associated with things that she would cook and the smell in her house when she would cook them. And it was all about feeding people all the time. It was always about keeping people fed. And so, and yeah, there were certain dishes that did that. Maybe that's something that old women do.
Also from the text line, I'm 84. Put your phone down when someone is talking to you.
Yes, please.
Eye contact's the cheapest way to make a person feel important, and it works at every age.
Yeah.
I'd agree with that. Though those were two separate texts.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, put your phone down when someone's talking to you. I'm 84. Eye contact is the cheapest. I was like,
yeah.
I thought that they were just meant to be texting their grandson. And I was like, that would be a really cool way to like, I'm talking to you, you're not paying attention. I'm just going to text you. So you know,
mm-hmm.
The reverse Saved by the Bell thing. I'm 76 and widowed. Go on little dates with your spouse or partner, even if it's just ice cream in the car. Those little memories are the ones that keep you company later in life.
I like that. Especially see an older couple holding hands. Especially if they're just walking through Walmart or something. That's the sweetest thing.
I always hear people like say like, oh, I don't want to become one of those old couples. They see you out at dinner, not talking to each other. Like, you know how amazingly liberating it is to be with somebody you don't need to talk to?
Yeah.
Where you just, you can, that's fine, but you don't feel the pressure to fill every single second up.
But I think we look at those couples at dinner and we're like, they are out of things to say to each other.
Right.
And that's why they're sitting there in silence.
and that's fine. They can.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Be that too. They can just enjoy a meal together. They can just people watch and live in their own little thoughts. They don't need to be like in, I don't know. We romanticize stuff like that, I think, far too much. Having said that, that's obviously not me and Katie because I refuse to stop talking. That's never going to happen. Like, that's just never going to happen. I'm 68, if that counts as old.
No.
Get your important papers in order before you think you need to. Wills, insurance, passwords, all of it. It's not morbid. It is a love letter to your family.
Mine are together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't even, that's a Katie thing, I guess. I don't know.
Mine are together.
You what? Probably.
My, all that stuff, I have that in a binder in a cabinet.
Wow, man, in a binder.
I guess I have a cabinet that has like my birth certificate and social security card and stuff in it.
Yeah.
I don't have a will. I ain't doing that to my kids.
You don't have. I need to calm down when I say that. You two, you are married with kids and neither one of you has a will?
Yeah. Why? Because to decide who the kids go to or something?
Well, I mean, I say this as someone who, that when my dad passed, his will was very old. And that was hard enough, let alone to not. It's easy. It is significantly easier on your children. It's if one of you passes, it'll just go to the other one. But it's much easier if everything is written out. Okay. If everything is, like they say, a trust is the better thing to do than the will because it keeps it out of fewer people can get their hands on it. But
if I was having health problems or something, maybe I would be more considered. Or if me and Katie weren't together, then maybe I would think about it more. But I don't know. It seems like something I'll do when I'm older, when I actually have something to leave my kids.
I
have some money, but not that much. I don't have a house. Like,
so not to be nice. Dark about it, but my parents did a will when I was a young child. And one of the things it says in it is, if we are killed at the same time, here's the executors of our, here's who takes over stuff.
Wow.
So anyway, Henry, it'll be fine.
It's a free for all. They can have whatever they want. Just
you'll
open
be dead.
The doors.
Who cares?
Yeah. That's my feeling on it. Yeah.
It's not your problem at that point.
I feel like at this point, the person most likely to kill me is Katie. So I I think
I don't
that
know. That young one might turn on you. You never know.
No, it's the older one. He's quiet. Yeah.
Worry about the quiet ones.
He's like a fart, silent but deadly. All right, coming up, we are going to end the show and end the week with magic moments where Quentin has gone through random stuff that we've said all week. He's clipped it. He's going to play it for us. And then we have to figure out just what in the name of God we were talking about. That's next on Midday.
Wrapping things up on a Friday. Dana and Park's coming up about 10 minutes from right now. All right.
All right. It's time to end the show and end the week with some magic moments. Curated craziness, stuff from the week we said, out of context, have no idea what we're talking about. It's a fun game. So, Quentin, what do we got?
All right, let's just jump right into it.
Well, so what you're saying is these tubes that magically transmit the internet can be used for nefarious purposes.
Who are you imitating? Talking weirdly,
I know what we were talking about.
Damn.
I know we were talking about obviously the internet because the context is right there.
Weirdly, it was a day that I was at home. Weirdly, I remember it being.
Yeah.
I don't know why I remember that.
And I was quoting it. There's an actual quote kind of from a senator. Was it, we were talking about social media and Mark Zuckerberg. Being
I remember
up
I
in
said,
front.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I said Zuckerberg. Something like when Markers when he went before he they didn't know what the internet was and he had to explain it to him.
Yeah,
I remember.
Yeah, you got there. We made it. Made it like 90% of the way there.
Okay.
All right.
Here we go.
How am I expecting the 1,000-year-old congressman to understand it?
Oh my God, that's a great point. That is. Yeah.
He'll have a staffer that can explain it to him.
Yeah.
Who's 25.
Love to be a fly on the wall for that conversation.
Right?
Well, so what you're saying is these tubes that magically transmit the internet can be used for nefarious purposes.
I still have no clue what that conversation was about.
Bitcoins and the Bitcoin scams that are happening.
Oh, because we were like, why can't these things get regulated?
The lack of regulations on the Bitcoin ATMs.
You're being generous by saying we got 90% there.
I mean,
we were not
talking about. I think you got there. About old people not understanding how the internet works.
Vaguely, we knew it was technology related.
All right, next one.
We'll talk about that.
Take that, Quentin. I remember saying that and feeling bad about it.
What? I don't know.
It was something about.
That was it? Was about, a clip? I thought you were still talking from the clip. I'm so confused.
It was something about daylight being good for you or bad for. We were talking about the study about like more sunlight is good for you. Go outside and that's good for you. Something about going to bed early. It was something about you complaining so much about the early hour.
I think we were talking about how men with beards who are over 6 feet tall die early.
Okay.
Was that it?
I must have stepped away.
Either shave the beard or die, Quentin.
Here we go, Jamie.
Too much light at night could kill you. So you need to live in utter bleak blackness. We'll talk about that
next. Take that, Quentin.
On Midday.
Felt bad.
I thought it was funny. You shouldn't feel bad. And just did. Like, I'm getting ready for like the next segment and everything. And all of a sudden,
I get a little
like,
dig in there.
Yeah, like Weir's Quentin. Teasing it. I'm not really paying attention. And then my name gets thrown out.
And then you realize you weren't paying attention and don't know why. Yeah.
I thought I did something wrong. It was funny,
I'm
though.
Glad that my teasers are so gripping.
All right.
Next.
Number three.
They're like, yeah, let's make it more dirty.
Let's just talk about these women for a minute.
We were talking about the Million Moms. That was about the Million Moms.
Yeah, it was. It was the
what
family,
were they mad about?
Wheel of
Fortune.
They were mad about Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah.
And how there's a... Yeah, and then, you
Wheel of Fortune being too dirty.
Tavares, right in the butt.
Yeah.
Yeah, that.
I like that. I like this clip because it involves both of you. I don't think I've ever had one where both of you. If I pulled one or the other clip out of context, I think it would still be funny.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's talk about these women.
Let's talk about. And there was so much anger in your voice.
Well, you know, I don't like the Million Moms. Sorry. They're horrible.
I think you mentioned that in the clip.
Do you have the clip?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like a lot.
A PTA meeting, yeah. But not for America is demanding this. Show change its ways. Meanwhile, the internet's reaction obviously has been less than supportive. But
they're like, yeah, let's make it more dirty.
Let's just talk about these women for a minute. The category is what the fun.
Yes, we were very careful.
Yeah, that was that point. Yeah. All right.
Anything else?
I got one more.
What? Sorry, go ahead.
Gotta say, maybe he's going to the strip club, making it rain.
He had plans.
But he wants to do it frugally. He doesn't want those strippers to get
the
that
guy
much
that
money.
Store the yeah. full you know? The guy, the robber that took the $400 and $1 bills.
Oh, that's right. Cause it was all singles and and I asked my wife about it later and she's like, I don't know.
Yeah. We were trying to figure out how that happened that he only got $1 bills.
That he only got $1 bills.
I know I'm right about that.
That's what they had. I don't know.
Oh yeah. That exactly.
That was it. Yeah.
Was that it? Nailed it.
We did okay today.
You did a lot better than me.
That's odd.
Yeah.
Memory not so good.
No. Memory bad. Bad time. Well, happy Wednesday, every nobody.
Have a good weekend without a Chiefs game.
Have a great weekend. No Chiefs game. Just relax. Enjoy
it. It's going to be cold Sunday. It's going to snow.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Ugh.
Well, don't enjoy that. We'll be back on Monday going through a blizzard at 10. Dana Parks is up next. Love you guys. Bye.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive.
combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.